Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, parents. Today, we're going to talk about how parents can show support during their child's first semester of college. So today, I have special guest on Bree Judy Waterman, and Bree is co-author of the new book, College Ready 2021. She wrote chapter 12 called, What If My Student Doesn't Need Me Now? And Bree works at the University of Colorado at Boulder. Go Buffs! Yay! I'm an alumni of that school and is a student affairs professional who loves welcoming new students and their families to campus. So thank you for being here, Bree.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, go Buffs. Excited to be here and talk a little bit about that first semester of college and parents' support.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and get started with what if my student gets homesick? Because I know that's a big concern for a lot of parents as their kids go off. And it's that line between, hey, how much do I step in and how much do I don't? What do I do if they get homesick and they're out of state? Like, where should we start with that?
Yes, that is such a great question. And I always start with saying it is totally normal for your student to get homesick. I think oftentimes if your student, especially if they're very outgoing and made a lot of friends in high school, you might think, oh, that's not going to happen to my student. But it's actually very common that students will experience homesickness during their first semester or even the first year of college. And it is kind of after that honeymoon phase wears off after the first couple of weeks. So typically the third or fourth week of the semester, students start to miss maybe a home-cooked meal or their high school friends, whatever it may be. Just normalizing it is really helpful because oftentimes students are comparing themselves to their friends, and maybe they're seeing Snapchat or Instagram stories that are really the highlight reels and not the behind the scenes. And so that's what I tell parents is normalize it with your student. If they're feeling homesick, that's totally normal and okay. Maybe that's a good time to do an extra family FaceTime or send a care package with all of their favorite goodies from back home. Something that can kind of bring that feeling of home to their school. And we really recommend it for students to try to stay on campus through those first couple of weeks because that is such a great time to make friends. But if they're really feeling homesick and a visit home or a visit to their school would be helpful, I think just supporting them in whatever way feels good to them. But really normalizing it is key.
Well, you brought up the whole friends thing, and that is my next question to you. We want so much for our kids to make friends because as parents, we know that that's going to be a big part of whether or not they enjoy school, not enjoy school, get the homesick, you know, just the way that they feel successful and their sense of belonging in the community really gets tied to friends. So how do we help our child make friends?
Yes, I think that is so important that first semester. And really the biggest advice is patience and persistence. I think one thing we always share with our first year students when they come to campus is that the friends you make your first year do not have to be your forever friends. They might be, you might meet your best friend for life in your residence hall. Maybe they're your roommate or in your first class, but they might not be either. And that's okay. I know I felt really discouraged my first semester of college because I hadn't clicked with anyone that was like my new bestie yet and feeling like, oh, well, why haven't I met this new best friend? But oftentimes it's kind of your first friends who get you through your first year that you might go and eat dinner with or catch a sporting event on campus. And that doesn't have to be your new forever friend. So patience and persistence and knowing that during the first couple of weeks, there's typically a organization and club fair on most college campuses. And that's a great way for students to go make friends with similar interests or similar hobbies. So have your student look into the Center for Student Involvement or clubs and organizations so that they can bond and connect with someone who also loves the same video game that they love or wants to go out hiking, whatever that passion area is for your student. If they can find some friends from a club or organization, that's a great place to start. And then even being brave and having those 5 seconds of courage in a class to maybe introduce yourself or message someone on your class Blackboard or Canvas. You can kind of message students or say, hey, do you want to study with me? If you're sitting next to them, I know that can be very intimidating for students. And that's why I just say persistence. Even if you don't make that connection right away, don't get discouraged and try again. Or even knock on someone's door in your residence hall and say, hey, do you want to go get dinner with me? Those small things can add up to making connections.
So really encourage our kids to look at those extracurricular activities or look at the clubs, look at, you know, the different things on campus where it'll allow them to be social kind of naturally, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely. And even if your student is an introvert or an extrovert, there's lots of events on campus, both small scale where students can connect more one-on-one and those like large scale concerts or big high energy events. So wide range of events for your students' kind of comfort level and need.
Now, on the flip side of that, we have children who are a little too social, and that's also a big fear of many parents that first year. So do you have a recommendation that regarding how many extracurricular clubs should my first semester college student really be partaking in? So it, you don't want it to affect their academics. You know what I'm asking.
Yes, I think that is a very fine balancing act, especially that first semester, because students are adjusting to the academic course load of college versus high school and figuring out how to schedule their time on their own. And I always tell students it's okay at this Be Involved Fair, Club and Organization Fair, to put their email on a bunch of different things that interest them. So say there's 10 different clubs at the fair that they're really pumped about. Go ahead, sign up. Maybe go to the first couple of meetings or stay on those emails and listservs, but don't stay in all 10 organizations or clubs, especially that first semester. After you go and get a feel for which one you really connect with, I recommend that students stick to like 2 or 3 that they're really excited about and energized. And then after that first semester, if there are a couple others they want to try and explore, they can decide if they can fit that in with their studying and maybe their campus job if they also are working. So I always say sign up for everything if you want to stay connected, but then try to narrow things down to, you know, a handful until you get academically adjusted.
And I want to get to the name of this chapter. What if my student doesn't need me now? So what if we have a child that just doesn't want to share updates with me, is kind of like, hey, peace, I'm out, and really isn't having that urge to stay connected with the family. What can parents do?
Yes, I know that students are going to be at all different levels of communication depending on how independent your student is, and maybe even how much you all communicate now. But we really, you know, campuses and universities want parents and family members to be partners in their students' academic journey, because studies show that, you know, students who have that support system oftentimes have better retention and academic success at the university. So whatever type of communication you do have, making a communication plan is key. So do you want to Snapchat once a day so that you know your student is doing all right? Do you have a weekly FaceTime on Sunday nights? Is it a text? I know I've had a parent tell me that the only way they could get a text reply from their student one time was to send a picture of the family pet because they knew that that would get a response from their student. So if your student is doing great and spreading their wings and flying and they're not communicating as much, I think just find a time to stay connected that works for you and your student and try as much as you can to ask those open-ended questions so that instead of them just being like, yes, no, that you can really try to get some conversation going about really what's the difference between your professors in college compared to your high school teachers, something like that, that really makes them think about the question you're asking and checking in to see if they need support. And you know your student really well. And maybe if you notice signs of struggle, whether that's mental health or academic, social, you can kind of check in. And that's what's great about this book is there's so many conversation starters at the end of every chapter. So even if your student does not want to stay connected, when you do have those moments of connection, trying to make the most of them.
And let's talk about College Ready 2021. It's a great book. I actually purchased it so I could look through it and see what it's all about. It's very short. It's manageable. It's a quick read. It's full of tons of great information. So how do we get our hands on it?
Yes. So the book is available in e-version or a physical copy. It's available on Amazon. And if you go to collegeready.guide, you can see all the information about how to purchase the book and information about our publisher, Wise Action, is there as well. So I also got the physical copy too, so I could, you know, share it and refer back to all of the different checklists and guides that are in the book. And your student does still need you, and that's what is so important. So I really think it's a great tangible and accessible resource with lots of practical tips for parents.
Well, thank you so much for being on today. Audience, go check out College Ready 2021. If you have a graduating senior going in to be a freshman in college, this is really an amazing resource. I highly recommend it. But until next time, you got this, parents. We're just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.